Welcome, and thanks for tuning in to this leap year edition of Morning and Evening, the program that features the classic devotional commentary of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. In Jeremiah 31, verse 3, the Lord says to his people Israel, "With loving kindness I have loved you." And then Charles Spurgeon adds these comments. "The thunders of the law and the terrors of judgment are all used to bring us to Christ, but the final victory is secured through his loving kindness, his tender mercy. The prodigal first set out to his father's house from a sense of need, but his father saw him down the road and ran to meet him, and the last steps the son took towards his father's house were with the kiss still warm upon his cheek and the welcome still musical in his ears." One night a master came to his servant's door and knocked with the iron hand of the law. The door shook and trembled upon its hinges, but the man inside piled every piece of furniture he could find against the door and said to himself, "I will not let him in." The master turned away, but some time later he came back, and with his own soft hand he knocked again, so softly and tenderly, mostly with the part of his hand that had been pierced with nails. And this time the door didn't shake, but strangely enough, it opened. There upon his knees, the man who had been defiant now received his master with rejoicing. His heart was moved, and he said, "I yield to you, master. Your love has won my heart." And so in every case, loving kindness wins the day. What Moses with the tablets of stone could never do, Christ does with his pierced hand. This is the doctrine of effectual calling. Do I understand it experientially in my own life? Can I say, "He gathered me and I followed, gladly confessing his name"? If so, may he keep on drawing me until I meet him face to face. Well, today's reading is taken from Charles Spurgeon's devotional commentary called Morning and Evening, and has been revised and edited somewhat. A free transcript of what you've heard is available at our website. Just go to morningandevening.org.